I'm being joined by another group of West Fork softball players. To start off, we'll just go around the table, have you each introduce yourself with your name, grade, and position. Start over here.
I'm Kiana Peterson. I'm in eighth grade, and I play third.
I'm Josie Jansen. I'm a freshman, and I play right.
I'm Talia Pomeran. I'm in eighth grade, and I play left.
Hi, I'm Daisy Huff, and I play shortstop, and I'm in eighth grade.
All right, so we got some underclassmen here for West Fork. I just kind of want to go back to that final moment on Monday night when you guys punch your ticket to the state tournament. You know, Brooke Rother puts it over the left field fence. Just how hype was that moment? What did it mean to you guys to be able to, you know, see that get accomplished here with this team?
It honestly just felt like so amazing. Like in that very last inning when we were out on the field, you know, we were pretty nervous. But then we got in the dugout ready to hit, and then Brooke did that, and it was a dream. It was really amazing.
I think it was really cool and really fun to experience, and I think especially for us underclassmen, like, it will be our first state appearance, so, yeah.
When Brooke hit that, I think everybody kind of knew that she would, like, show up and do something. Like, a lot of people said that she would hit it over, and then when she did, it was, like, pretty cool.
Yeah, I, like, agree with them. I think a lot of, like, weight got lifted off our shoulders after seeing that go over the fence. And, like, I was really excited to keep playing with the seniors, so.
Mm-hmm. And for you guys as underclassmen, seeing last year's team make it to the state tournament, I know when you were going to be joining a program that, you know, had the capability of going to the state tournament. What did that mean to you guys? Did it kind of set the bar higher as far as expectations? What kind of comes to mind as far as that's concerned?
I think we all, like, push each other, like, a lot to try to be on, like, this team, and just whether, like, they made it to state last year or not, if the bar was set higher, I think we just pushed each other as hard as we could, and yeah.
For me, so since I, like, as an eighth grader being on varsity, getting to play, it's, like, a really big deal to me. And for the seniors, like, I know that they wanted to go to state again this year, and I just did everything in my power to, you know, try not to make that many mistakes and just lead our way up to state, and that's what happened. So,
you guys got anything else?
No, what they said was good.
Yeah.
So you three were on JV here this year. Mm-hmm. How'd that season go for you guys?
Good.
Yeah, pretty good. I would say really good. We had some good hits and some good fields, so yeah, I'd say really good.
One home run.
Yeah, we had one home run.
I gotcha.
I think we had two home runs.
Well, I think we worked really good together, and yeah. I think we understood each other. Like, we would help each other get back up if we made a mistake, so I think we were a pretty good team.
I think, like, also having varsity play first, because that's what we had most of the time, like, whether they won or lost, like, it just, like, kept us intact to, like, play and just be excited to play and just watching, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to, you know, playing on JV, mm-hmm. What are the most important things you guys have learned as far as, you know, what it takes to compete at the high school level and, you know, things that you're going to have to be ready for at the varsity level once you guys get there?
Knowing that, like, the pitchers might be a little faster, like, it's going to be, like, the same but a little harder, but, like,
That they expect you to, like, give your all the time. Like, you can't really have an off day because it really, like, matters how you play, because you could lose a game and then it could, like, mean a lot to, like, how the rest of your season can go.
Yeah, I think what Talia said was good, and, like, with what she said was good, and I think that also, like, we all kind of took, like, stats and stuff for them, so I think we learned a lot from just, like, watching varsity and just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as far as you playing varsity as an eighth grader here this year, was that kind of nerve-wracking at first? Or tell me just what were some of the biggest things going through your mind as far as, you know, especially early in the season when you were kind of just getting into the swing of things competing at the varsity level?
At the beginning, I was very nervous. Like, I was very nervous I was going to make mistakes and stuff like that, but my teammates really lift me up and they encourage me to do the best that I can, and I think that really helps, and that, like, helps me gain my confidence when I'm at third, and it just really, they are really good teammates and they help me.
What were some of the biggest highlights of the season for you guys' perspective, whether it be on varsity or on JV? What kind of comes to mind for you guys?
For me, definitely Brooke's home run, and then I had hit two home runs, and that was really amazing for me. And just Libby, when she got her 900 strikeouts, that was like really important to her, and those things.
I think for me, it would have been just like being with my friends and, you know, just not being at home and always being around them. And then I got put on varsity like I think 2 weeks ago, and it was just really exciting because now we're going to state and I get to be a part of that experience. So
I think like getting an opportunity to like be out there and like run a couple times, and then definitely Briley Dickman's diving catch, that was like really cool. And then definitely Libby's strikeouts, I'm very proud of her. She's been wanting that, so.
She's almost at 1,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Getting close. On the flip side of that, what were maybe some of the tougher moments that this team was able to grow from or learn from throughout the season, you think?
I think when we lost against Osage and then being able to come back and beat them.
It made us more determined to show what we are.
Our first game against Osage was definitely a learning point, and we learned a lot from that game, and then we came back and had a big game and beat them.
Never give up until the game is done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When it comes to, I guess, the culture piece of this team, what are some of the most important things you guys kind of learned from some of the upperclassmen about, you know, what it takes to be successful and how they've kind of, you know, set that bar high, you know?
You always have to give 100% everything you do, and you can never give up, and you always have to have confidence. And also with your teammates, like, you have to be a good teammate and just try to be friends with all your teammates. And I think that's what we do on our team, and that brings us together a lot, which really helps in how we work together in the field.
Yeah, I think like building relationships with everyone on the team is like really important, whether you don't get along with them as much. Like, I think just building that relationship so you have something in common and just being able to get along is super, super important.
Yeah, what they said was good, but yeah, just like having a good relationship with everybody so there's not like any hard feelings, and like making sure that they always lift you up is like really good.
And like leaving all like the things out of the past, like don't bring them into like the dugout, like just play like in the moment and stuff.
All right, and last question for you guys here. If you guys are to continue to, you know, have success here at the state tournament, what are going to be the key factors for this team? What's got to continue to go right for you guys next week before Dodge?
We got to be big on the bats and just keep that up, and also our fielding. Got to work together and just be confident and limit our mistakes and just cheer like we've been doing, and I think we'll make it far.
Yeah, I think a big part of, like, what our team needs to like get hype is just like being super loud and cheering and just being super supportive, because I think there were some times where we were just kind of low, and it really affects like the batting and just things like that. So I think being hype and loud and is really important too.
The two like biggest things that we have on the team is energy and effort. So I think those are like the biggest things, because if you have like a lot of energy, then you're like, everybody's more like lifting up, and then it'll like help us like win, I guess. And then effort is also really big, because if you don't give effort, then you're obviously not gonna win.
I think another key factor about this is playing for like someone else, like do it for like the seniors, or like do it anybody that you look up to, and I think that like really helps.
All right, well, that's been another group of West Fork softball players. Thank you guys so much for the time, and congrats on going to state.
Thank you.